Moody in the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9. WSJM. It's the best way to get your day started.
8:12 on the Moody in the Morning Show, Friday, October 27, 2017, and it's time for Destination Sawyer Home and Garden Center. As we get ready to take you down there virtually this morning to 5865 Sawyer Road, exit 12 off of I-94. It's a quick 15-minute run down from St. Joe Benton Harbor, open every day from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with an amazing array of wonderful things, and here to tell us a little bit more about that and give us some more good advice, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, Bea.
Well, good morning, or at least I think it's morning. I'm looking out the studio windows. It's like you have blackout shades on there.
And we don't.
It's where's the sun?
It's the sky.
It is. So it's getting later and later that it's coming up, and I can't wait.
Oh, but pretty soon we'll change that.
Yay! and that I can actually see the sun in the morning when I come here.
Right.
Well, you know, if the listeners have been, you know, following my advice for the past couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago, they would have brought all their houseplants inside because 2 days ago, we actually had a frost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was out there scraping the windows in the car, you know, in order to get to work. So hopefully they brought those in. And then last week, when the temperatures were so nice, they would have taken advantage of that time to put in their spring bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do with the rest of the time until we get out the snow blowers?
Sleep.
Yeah, I'm all for that. That's for sure. That's what I did all day yesterday. Well, this is the perfect time to put your garden to bed. And what that means is simply getting rid of the mess, cleaning up what's left, packing away the things you don't need until spring, and making sure that everything is ready to go for when you need it in 2018. So this means cleaning up all the leaves and the debris, looking for pests and diseases, weeding any excessive weeds that you have, taking care of your tools, etc. So on a separate program, when you come back in 2 Fridays' time, I'm going to be talking about how to prune your trees and shrubs.
Okay.
It's going to need an entire segment in order to do it. Mm-hmm. So until that time, until Pat comes back, leave your trees and shrubs alone. Just leave them alone.
Do not touch.
Do not touch, all right? But what you can do during this time is this is the time that all of your perennials are getting sleepy. They want to go to sleep. They want to go to bed for the next 4 months. And this is the perfect time to take care of them. Now, plants will tell you when they've had enough of this growing season. Their foliage is going to be yellow. It's going to be brown. Some of them just collapse because they've given up the ghost. And that's the time to take care of them. So what I always do with my perennials when they're at that stage, I leave what I call botanical bookmarks. And a botanical bookmark is where you're cutting the plant down, but you leave a really good 3-inch stub to remind you, bookmark where that plant is.
Okay.
And it's very easy. I just take my fist and I wrap my fist around the base of the plant.
And cut up everything above it?
Right above.
All right.
So that way, in spring, when all the leaves that your nasty neighbor didn't pick up have blown into your yard.
That's, oh, true.
Exactly. That's when you're out there picking up their leaves and you're not stomping around on all of your perennials and crushing them out of existence. So I have a lot of people that are like, but you know what? I just want it all done. You know, yeah, the hostas are still looking great. The, you know, Montauk daisies are still green. But I just want to get it all done right now.
I want to pull them down.
Yeah, because it's just convenient for me. And I look at this person and I say, well, you know, those leaves, those are the plant's mouths. That's how they take in food. And they're going to be needing that reservoir of food for the next 4 to 5 months and to break dormancy. So I like to put things in human terms for people that failed botany in school. So, Pat, let's say that you go to this diner and you see on their special that they've got a meatloaf sandwich.
Okay.
And it's got a caramelized onion, tomato, and bacon jam topping on an artisan roll, mashed potatoes and gravy, and green beans.
Now you're making everybody hungry.
Oh, I know. I had that for lunch the other day. Oh, my God. It was fantastic. And the waitress brings that plate to you. You've got that fork at the ready, and you're just plowing into it. So you're halfway done with your meal. You're going to get a sip of your iced tea. The waitress swings by. She takes your plate away. And you're like, hey.
Wait a minute.
I'm not done eating. And she turns to you and says, yeah, but it's convenient for me to take that away right now. Yes, so, yeah. Too bad.
I don't want to have to mess with it later.
Exactly.
I'm going to do it now.
And you're I'm not done eating. Now imagine if plants could say to you, I'm not done eating.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, is that you want your waitress to bring the food back so you can power up.
Mm-hmm.
And the plants that are still green need to stay green until they are ready. They're done with their plate and they're ready to go to sleep.
Okay.
So quit.
And they'll let you know when that is
by having their yellow floppy leaves.
All right.
And it's a clear indicator. So that's when you cut down your perennials, and it can take up to 1.5 months for this to happen, or until we get a very killing freeze.
Okay.
Not a frost, but a freeze.
Well, it is supposed to get down to 32 tonight.
Well, that is just a frost. That's not a killing freeze for quite a number of perennials.
Okay.
So like I said, they'll tell you when they're ready to be picked up. Just like when your plate is licked clean and there's not a speck left on it.
Then's when you can take it away.
That's when you can take my plate away. Exactly. Now let's talk annuals, okay? There's annuals in two different spaces in most people's gardens. There's the annuals they've planted in the garden bed and the annuals they have in decorative pots. So what I like to do is the annuals that are in the garden bed, I simply cut the tops of them off and leave those roots into the soil to decay and add to the nourishment of the soil.
Adds nutrients.
Exactly, because they've taken up all of the fertilizer and now that's their piggy bank. So they've got all the phosphorus and nitrogen and potash stored in their roots and you want to add it back to the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Now with your pots, it's one of two ways. Some annuals have been so successful that they have taken every speck of soil out, and you can lift that pot of soil out like a cork from a wine bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with that, you can't do anything to it. So I drag that to the compost pile. I chop it up with a shovel, make the sizes about the size of a fist,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately it will decay. But with a lot of pots, when you're taking the annuals out, you know, there's going to be a lot of soil. And when you're buying this Miracle-Gro soilless mix, it's expensive. Everybody likes to save money. So I take my wheelbarrow, I cut the tops of the annuals, I leave their roots in place, I empty the whole pot out, I add a bag of manure to whatever is in the wheelbarrow, I mix that all up like flour and sugar, and then taking those hefty black garbage bags,
mm-hmm.
I double bag it, I shovel the amount of soil that's in there that I can carry into mm-hmm. the garage. And then you have these bags lined up against the wall with the top open so that that soil can breathe and it doesn't start to mildew. And that way that manure has created this healthy environment all winter long. In spring, you've got your soil. You can repurpose it. You can immediately put it back into your pots. You can save a lot of money and you can have some incredibly healthy soil. So this is how I take care of that. So then you've got your garden tools. And I don't know how many of us have gone in spring to get that pruner that has been rusted shut because we've cut down the plants when it's too early and they're covered up and they're moist. And now we're going out and buying a $30 pruner again. So this is.
But you got to love that because you sell them.
Yes, we do. But the person that's got to cough up the extra $30 doesn't love them. So this is the perfect time when the garden's completely shut down. Get the file out. Get the WD-40 out. Wash the tools. Dry them. Sharpen them. Make sure they're dry. Put a nice coating of oil on them. Rub them down with a paper towel and store them in the shed. And they're going to be perfectly ready for next year. And so that's my recommendations for how to put your garden to bed. Make sure that you don't take that plate of food away from your plants before they want it, or they're going to.
If you do, she's going to come to your house and slap your hand.
That's exactly right. So I'll see you in 2 Fridays from now.
Very good, thanks, Bea.
You're welcome.
Always a delight. And as fall continues at Sawyer Home and Garden Center, you want to be sure and make your way down there for all sorts of new arrivals of succulents and houseplants. There's lots of locally grown apples, including Honeycrisp. There's lots of Michigan, grown produce there. Nursery and perennials, a great time to plant trees and shrubs right now with the new fall arrivals in the house. There's hollies and spruce trees, Fraser firs and white pines. There's a huge nursery sale at 50% off, top selection in Southwest Michigan of all sorts of things. There's a gourmet food tasting and wine tasting going on throughout the course of the weekend. And don't forget, the big annual Christmas open house is coming up. It's the biggest event of the year. Put it on your calendar, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, with a huge store-wide sale and all sorts of great fun. Make it your destination. Sawyer Home and Garden Center, 5865 Sawyer Road, exit 12 off of I-94. Open every day from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. Have yourself a great time.
And you have a great time on your cruise, Pat.
Thank you.